All right, well, that's it.
Hello, party people.
Yep.
We're back.
We're back.
I'm Matt.
I'm Dan. Welcome to Loser's Q. He's loser, I'm Q.
Sure, fuck it.
And we're here to talk about...
our socials!
Exactly.
Twitter, at Loser's Q Pod.
MySpace is the same.
Yeah. What else is there? Apple Podcasts.
Apple Music. Album soon.
Sads, Mads, Glads.
Bads.
Bads at losersqpodcast@gmail.com. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
Hopefully something, because that's all we do here is say things.
MySpace. I was like, my girlfriend was wondering if MySpace was still, you know.
Around?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Kind of? I don't know. Yeah. She went to it and I was like, this doesn't look like MySpace, so. I don't know. When was the last time you went on it?
I'm opening it currently, and I'm afraid that it's going to start blasting some music, because it looks like it's like a music thing now. I mean, like, it always was, but this is like, I don't know. It's like definitely like more music focused. But it's still a thing.
It was like the only thing that it had running for it.
Yeah.
Was the music.
Yep. So it's like, I don't even know what you would call this, but it's, I don't know. This website is horrible. Just looking at it right now.
Follow us there.
Yeah, follow us there. We're on here.
At the horrible site.
At the horrible website.
Called MySpace.com.
You know, I think that there must be like a social media aspect to it, I think.
I mean, if not, they've just like completely rebranded then.
Yeah. Anyways, follow us on MySpace.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, shit. That's it. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye. And we're back.
This is now the 89th episode, I believe. I don't even know what number we're on anymore.
We're pretty close to 100, not gonna lie.
We're within, like, 20, for sure. I'll tell you the exact number that this episode is.
You can do that?
Yeah, I can. This is actually episode 88. Technically it's 87, but we said we're back, so it's like second episode. Anyways, we're just gonna do a bunch of episodes until we're at episode 100 in this episode.
Fuck it.
All right, and we're back.
We're back. What were we at?
We're at 89 now, officially.
Sure, glad you're keeping track.
Yeah, we only got 11 more to go to 100, Dan. You think we get there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, bro. All right, what are we talking about?
We haven't started anything, really.
I know. obviously, you've got NFL.
Of course.
Pick'ems and... our League of Legends pick'ems.
True.
And then we've got some silly season stuff on rosters changing, moving, etc. What else? A top five, probably.
Probably.
And then update on the fantasy football team.
Yep.
Maybe
a bit of Clash talk as well. I did play Clash this past weekend, but
Oh yeah.
I don't really have much to say. We'll see how I'm feeling.
I'm trying to think if I was going to ask you something.
Nope.
If I had any questions. Nope.
My favorite shape, is that what you were going to ask? That's a pretty popular question.
Run it.
It's triangle.
I was just going to say triangle, too. That's crazy.
Big. I mean, I feel like it's the best shape.
Why?
I don't know. There's just something about it. Like, I feel like it's, like, it's just better than all the others. Like, square's too blocky. Triangle's got, like, the best quality of a square, which is, like, a solid base. And then it's not, like, all squared off. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, triangle. Best shape.
My reasoning's a little cooler. It's the strongest shape.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine too. Like, I you know. Yeah.
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 That's probably the only reason.
Okay. There it is.
Good talk.
I'm glad we went over that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do quarterfinals real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so we had NRG versus Weibo Gaming, Gen G versus BLG, Beijing, Jim Dong Gaming, Intel Esports Club versus KT Roaster, and then LNG versus T1. Let's start RNG versus Weibo Gaming. I mean,
NRG versus Weibo Gaming.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the one.
I mean, I don't know.
This was a best of five. All of the quarterfinals are best of five, in case that wasn't obvious.
Yeah.
And it was not all five games.
No, but I don't think that NRG played bad.
Me either. I don't think they did either. I think they looked fine. I don't know. I think Weibo just is kind of a team that is like a bit of a sleeper in this tournament. I mean, they obviously made it here for a reason. Granted, I think a lot of people would say their bracket was like easier than most. They played NRG for four of the games that they needed to get out. They lost against Gamers too. Let's see, who else did they beat? They lost to KT Rolster. Let's see. They beat Mad Lions and Fnatic to get out. So they've actually only beat Western teams.
Yeah, yeah.
As of right now. So
they're the Western Slayers.
Yes. As of right now, they are without a doubt the underdog. In the semifinal.
Yeah. I definitely don't have them winning the next round. I do really like NRG's play style, and this is why I like them, is because it doesn't feel like they just roll over and give up.
It's the lay down and take it, I think is what you mean.
Or, you know, roll over and die.
Yeah, lay down and take it.
you can roll with that, Matt.
That's the official slogan for the next world. You don't remember that?
Roll over.
It's lay down and take it. Was that the slogan for M&I? I think that was the slogan for the M&I.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, definitely. So we use that one when we refer to laying down and taking it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but NRG doesn't do that.
No, they don't. They don't lay down and take it. They looked aggressive in every game, and I think that was good.
They always fought to try and, you know, give themselves a chance at least.
Yes.
I really think that the Eastern teams just are outfighting the Western teams like at every point. So.
Yep.
I don't know. It's pretty, pretty expected, I think.
I would agree. I think their draft in the final game was the only draft that I would, like, question out of all their drafts. Because I don't really like the Ezreal. And they went with Ezreal Karma into Caitlyn Heimer, which is a bit more, like, off-meta Caitlyn Heimer. So, like, it's a bit weird, but, like, I don't know. I don't think Ezreal is very strong. I don't think he's won a game at Worlds this entire year.
He doesn't feel like he's in a good position right now.
Yeah. They ran the Senna TK first game. I didn't think that was... I mean, it worked against, you know, Gamers too, but Weibo Gaming are not Gamers too.
I don't really mind the Tom Senna.
I think it's good if, like, your other lanes are in a decent position. Because I think that lane could just naturally get strong, and it doesn't need attention. Yeah, and that's why you play something like TK in case you were going to get dove. Like, it makes you harder to dive.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't hate it. It's just they didn't win their other lanes, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anyone in particular on NRG looked awful. I would say, like, if you had to single out one player, I think Ignar had a pretty rough, like, series. But I think it's hard to, like, thrive as a support when you're losing. We've been over this. You're kind of just the guy who's going to die while trying to make a play happen. So,
yes. Yeah.
He was absolutely the guy dying this series.
Correct.
No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. You know, I expected NRG to lose. Still picked him because I cope, but
I yes, also same. And I also I really thought that Weibo was like the weakest, I guess, out of these all the other teams.
They absolutely
here,
are. They mm-hmm. they absolutely are. I mean, just judging off of their bracket alone, I do think that obviously this team has very high upside. I mean, the Shy when playing like perfectly fine like he has in the past is like very good, but he's not always that. And then Xiaohu I think is very strong.
Yeah, I was just gonna say they have like Xiaohu also and Wei Wei. Like
he's
this seems crazy,
the Chinese
but
goat, but like yeah, it's tough. I think I think this one was always gonna be a loss. So
yeah, I didn't want to believe it, but you know,
yeah, happens.
Had to come to the realization.
Yep.
What was next? Is it Gen G?
Yeah, it's Gen G versus Billy Billy Gaming.
Billy Billy.
this one.
Number one LCK team.
Yep, versus number two LPL.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This one does go five games out of the five games that were playable.
Yes, it does.
It started off with a strong start from Billy Billy. They just go up 2-0 by like smacking Gen G in the face twice in a row. It was not even close. And then
I agree.
Did the exact same thing to them. They just destroyed them two games in a row, and then this final game, pretty good. But BLG were able to close it out. They were on the Senna TK as well, and I think this was kind of just their lane kingdom showing off. I think Bin is like almost always gonna win lane. Yagao into Chovy was a very fun matchup to watch the entire time.
Yeah.
And this is just a comp that Senna TK can work with. I mean, Orianna, Jarvan, Rumble. I think they got this like almost every game. No joke. I mean, some variation.
What would you say?
Orianna, Jarvan, and Rumble. They got like
Jun gets J4
every
game.
Yeah. So
literally every game.
Like, yeah, he was definitely just comfortable on it by this point. But they definitely got J4 Ori. Like, I think it was three of the four games.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually won every game that they got. Not every game. Almost every game they got J4 Ori.
And like every game, Jun level 3 dives the bot lane.
Yep.
Every game he does that.
Yep. He's been performing very well this entire tournament, to be honest. He's definitely been like the standout jungler.
I just feel like after the first game, it's like, all right, then we just the bot lane like has to be ready. And I think as you know, as the series progressed, I think Gen G got better at trying to mitigate it. But
absolutely,
I don't know. It's always a dive like that is always tough. So. I also think so. The casters I think made a great point where they like the first like two games they don't put the light on like an engaged champ and they're like that's where this guy like shines the most. Like put him on like Rakan or you know Rell or something like.
I mean he was on the Tom like in game one, which isn't like directly engaged. It is pseudo engaged, but yeah, I mean he's much more of an impact player on like something like the Rell or the Rakan, like you said.
And you know your job when you're Tom is to you know
kind of peel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know you're not. Yes, you are pseudo engaged, but it's not. It's
not full on. Know, it's not Rell with 30 minutes of CC and two abilities.
Exactly. So
yeah.
But then the next two games they do put him on. I think the next three games they do put him on engage. And oh no, they put him on Milio one game. I can't remember which game that
was.
I think
that was game two.
Yeah. And that looked like buns.
Yeah, it was not good. Game two
and then
was,
they put him,
I think, the biggest shellacking of the entire best of five for them.
And then, I think the next three games they put him on engage.
Yep.
And
they started off with
you
TK,
can,
then Milio.
You can tell how much better.
Yeah.
How much better it goes.
Oh, yeah. Delight is, like, a huge part of this team's success. I mean, in every game that they play, really. But, like, when he definitely gets to play something like Rell, you could just tell he's, like, it almost seems like they're playing around him specifically, and that's something. But it wasn't enough in the fifth game. And I think that's part of, like, partly Chovy. I feel like he really wasn't, like, as big of an impact player as people thought he would be on the Akali in this final game, and he definitely could have done better.
I feel like Akali is you know, pretty tough to carry on. I don't know. It just seems like this meta, it seems tough.
Fair. She's definitely a strong pick. I think maybe not so much into something like the Senna TK because, you know, just peel.
Tanky.
I mean, yeah. Like, Tom just basically gobbles up whoever is going to, like, get piped.
Yeah, and I think that the top lanes are just like too tanky to, you know, to like just like one shot, you know, with the Cassante and Renekton to a degree, but
yeah. You know,
Yeah,
I think JG, not a great showing at Worlds, all things considered. They'd probably have gone to the semifinal or the final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they played probably the least amount of games at Worlds.
They played 3 games before this, and then they played played 8 games total.
Well, they played 2 best of ones, 1 best of 3. Oh, yeah,
true. Yep, so 9 games?
A best of 5.
Yeah, 9 games. Gross.
Let's see.
And they're going home.
Yeah. 9 games. Jesus.
Rough.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, well. Better luck next year, Chovy. Maybe you'll finally win something. We got... what do we got next? We got KT Rolser versus Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club. Sorry.
I think this is the one I didn't watch. I didn't realize it till just right now.
Just right now. That's all right. I did watch it, so I will fill you in on what matters. JDG did win this game.
That's what matters.
In 4 games, KT Rolster was competent enough to take a single game, but...
Off the tournament favorites.
Off the tournament favorites. But, yeah, no. Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club looked good. They look very good. Yeah, there's not a whole lot to say other than, Ruler needs to be given a pentakill.
True.
For my crystal ball. Please and thank you. I think Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club has actually played the least amount of games at Worlds, right? Cause they've played, oh no, I guess it's about the same. It's the same as, Gen G. They've played 9. They're getting more games than Gen G though.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways.
Simply because they've gone farther.
True. T1 versus LNG.
Yes,
Not close.
Not even close. Not even, dude.
Who would have thunk it? I mean,
I thought this was going to be close.
Year, me too. At the middle of the year, if you told me that T1 would have shellacked any team in the quarterfinals, I would have been like, you're wrong.
You would have shellacked that person.
I would have been like, you're capping. It's fake. And they did. They destroyed
that one was made up by a writer.
Invented by a writer. Fiction. Yeah. Zeus on the Jace in this third game was a masterclass. After he witnessed Scout play at mid lane in the second game, he said, "Let me show you how it's done." And he did. He put them in the dirt with it.
And he can't. He can't lose to Dorn anymore at this tournament.
True. Safe. Yeah, T1 looked real strong in this one, so that brings up the semis. Do you have anything you want to say about that one before? Sorry, I moved on quickly.
I don't know. Put some confidence in me, and also,
true.
I think there were some funky builds. I think the second game where Faker got like dummy ahead, and he builds like actually like this super safe build on Orianna, and I was like, I don't mind this. Like he's like literally the only one who can, you know, get fucking wrecked in one of these fights. So it's like, why not just build, like, you know, I guess,
he built
quote
like
unquote,
the,
tanky.
Yeah, it was like the Crown of the Shattered Queen or whatever it's called.
Yeah, he went Crown and then he went Banshee's Veil. And I don't remember what he went after that, but.
Yeah, that was game one. And they, I forgot to bring this up. They were also, their bot lane played Nyla Senna, which is very cool.
Yeah, that kind of popped off too.
Yeah, they snapped. Pretty cool to see their support play a carry and pop off.
Let's go.
Yeah. So, yeah, T1 moving on, and they do it in dominating fashion. So, the semifinals. Yeah. It is Weibo Gaming versus Bilibili Gaming. Cool. T1 versus Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club.
That's not who they're playing.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Beijing Gym Dog Gaming.
Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club. Sorry, my mistake.
Much better.
Yeah.
Let's go over the pick'ems real quick.
Yeah.
For quarterfinals.
So I had, hold up.
I think you popped off here.
well, you see, I got everything right except for NRG winning because why would they? But I picked Bilibili over Gen G. I picked the favorite 50 No, sorry. 5.5%.
Yeah, I know. Billy you, Billy you popped off.
I'm among that 5%.
I only got 50-50, so I went NRG and I went Gen G, but the rest, easy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, same. The rest were pretty easy for me.
How many points you got now, Matt?
I'm at 75 points, Dan. How many are you at?
It's all tied up, baby.
It's all tied up. Just how we like it. Down to the wire, we got a close one.
All right, semifinals.
Yeah, we've got Weibo versus Billy Billy Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got, Dan?
I've got Billy Billy. I think this is where Weibo gets... They are stopped.
I think... This is a tough one. Because I think that there's a real shot that Weibo pulls off the upset and maybe they aren't just fraudulent. Even though, like, the only Eastern team they've played against, which was KT, they lost to. I don't know. You want? I'm going Weibo. All right. I'm going Weibo 3-0.
That means you're going T1.
Huh?
For the next one. Are you going T1 for the next
one? Who do you got winning the next one?
T1.
So
I have to put my faith in them now.
It's crazy that they are 76.6% picked over Jim Dog Gaming Intel Esports. Beijing Jim Dog Gaming.
I agree.
Intel
I think that's
Club.
Insane.
Because
JDG, I think it should be much closer.
It's probably the better team. I think overall. Just from this year alone, I mean, how could you doubt their greatness? They won LPL back to back. They won MSI. They have dominated Billy Billy Gaming in all the series that they've played them in. Which is about 50. as much as I would like to say it, I'm going to go with, this is tough. This is the toughest one. I don't think I've ever had a pickup that's been this difficult, but I'm going with the Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club, baby. I know we've been on the T1 train for over a year now, but I did pick Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club to win the whole thing in the crystal ball. So I got to stick with it here.
Oh, true.
I gotta see it through and I gotta believe.
Yeah, maybe I'm just a T1 fanboy.
No, you aren't. I think that's a valid pick. I think that when this team gets hot, they're hot, and it's hard to beat them. And I'm probably going to go – I'm probably losing the pick'ems right here.
I think either of us. Yeah, I think it's win or lose here. We're opposite on both. So.
And I didn't just do it just to do it. I do think
no, you have good reasons.
I believe in the Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club. Even though this wouldn't be an upset in many eyes, I think just from like the crowd backing alone, this would be an upset.
Yeah.
Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club going all the way. That's a mouthful. They should really abbreviate that.
I'd agree.
Anyways, anything else to say, Dan?
I don't think so. Did we bookmark that the pick'ems tracker?
No, I don't want to look at it.
You don't?
No, I'd rather just talk about it once it's done.
All right.
I just feel like it's like it's just too much.
Yeah, it is a lot.
It's a lot.
All right.
And I know I'm right on all of them anyway, so.
Oh, okay.
So we're just going to go with that.
Yeah, you're right on dragons?
Maybe. Bet. I don't know. I closed my eyes to pick.
Maybe. That's what I should have done.
So, yeah.
Let's do NFL pick'ems.
Yeah. A bit of an update from week 9. I had 7 out of the 14 games correct this week.
Yeah, week 9. Yep. And I had 10 out of the 14.
Big Dan catching up, perhaps. So the score in total after week 9, I've got 91 correct picks out of 132 games, and Dan has 84 correct picks out of 132 games.
Damn.
A lot of games.
I'm only 6 back. I know. I was just thinking that.
Your math's off. 7.
What did I say?
You said 6.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
All right, I got you.
Sure. Oh, shit. I got to pull up mine for week 10.
Let's hit this real quick. Let's go over it. So, my Bears playing against my number one enemy, Carolina Panthers, tonight on Thursday Night Prime. I have been rooting for the Panthers' loss all year, and I've been rooting for the Bears' W all year. So naturally, we are going with the Bears' W, obviously. Yeah. Bears win, Panthers lose.
I'm going with the Bears' W also.
Very cool.
I think the Panthers are mega ass. So
yeah, I think there's reason to believe that. That's that's not a hot take at all. I don't think.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Next up, we got Colts Patriots. I've got the Colts winning this one.
Matt Gay supremacy, baby.
Yeah, Matt Gay supremacy. He will rock these clowns.
He did pretty well last week too in fantasy.
Yep. It's the year of Matt. That's what I've been saying for like the last 24 of them.
True.
So
the year of Matt Gay.
It's just I prefer to just go with year of Matt if that's all right with you, but
not.
I'm going with that. So anyways, we got Texans Bengals in what could be a very, very fun matchup.
Yeah.
I've got I didn't see what I got marked. I got the Texans coming away with the sneaky W here.
I too have the Texans.
Very cool. CJ Stroud. Stroud boys, rise up. Stand back and stand by. That's yeah. Saints Vikings. I've got the Saints winning this one.
I too have the Saints.
They've been doing all right, in my opinion. But the alopecia assassin, I wouldn't doubt him again. I don't know.
I know. We tried to pick him up on waivers this week and didn't happen.
Yeah.
Someone is too quick to alopecia, man.
It's the alopecia assassin, Dan. Please get it right.
Did you watch the game for, was it the week 9 game?
The last minute that they won in.
That I watched like that last quarter. Holy shit, that was a good game.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs he was hooping.
Yeah, he was. What's
Packers,
next?
Packers Steelers. I will never pick the Packers to win a game. Steelers all the way.
GB.
Okay. Titans Tampa Bay.
TB
versus TB. Or well, the Titans versus TB.
TB.
Yeah, I think this is a Titans W.
This is a TB W.
Okay, valid. Tampa Bay, I can see them pulling this one out. This one will probably just be a pretty boring fucking game. 49ers-Jaguars. 49ers on like a 3-game losing streak after a hot start, and I believe it continues.
I do too.
Jaguars are smacking them.
Yeah. I think the Jags are, like, these teams are, like, flipped, you know? Like,
yeah, they're on the Jags are on the come up. The 49ers are on a slump.
Yep, exactly. Yep. So we go with that team that's winning.
Baltimore versus Cleveland. That Browns defense is something serious, but Lamar Jackson has been cooking. So I got the Ravens winning.
I too have the Ravens winning. The Ravens will be taking a Browns on the Browns.
There it is. Arizona versus Atlanta. Kyler Murray, the midget football player, back. James Conner, potentially back. Huge for us in multiple ways. Fantasy and pick-ems. I've got the Cardinals winning this one because I refuse to pick the Falcons anymore.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. And I feel like they're coming back a lot stronger than they have in previous weeks. So
yeah. I guess if last minute Kyler Murray I'm sad, but
I did almost pick the Falcons, and then I was like, I was looking at the fantasy team and I was like, wait,
I mean,
I'm going to go ahead and have to switch that from, from the boys to,
right. You gotta manifest the positive energy that the Cardinals will prosper with Kyler Murray back.
I agree. I think they are going to prosper.
Lions Chargers. I don't remember who I have winning this one.
I got the Lions.
I've got the Chargers winning.
The Lions are winning the division. I'm going to say that every week now.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? Our division's in the mud. I've got the Lions winning. Or not Lions. I got the Chargers winning. I like this Chargers team, and I think this is a big bounce back game for them where people start taking it more seriously. So, yeah, Chargers W on the way. This game's also in California for the Chargers, so that helps.
Cali.
Even though they don't really have fans at their own stadium, but that's neither here nor there. Giants Cowboys. I've got the Cowboys winning this one. This Giants team is ass.
Buns.
Not good.
Yeah. I got the same thing.
Washington Seattle. I've got Seattle winning this one.
I too. I think the Seabirds, they had a rough week against the Ravens.
True.
But I think they'll have a better showing against the Commodores.
Yep, hard agree. Jets Raiders. I've got the Raiders winning this one. I'd like to see this team put on like a little bit of a win streak now that they fired their bum coach.
True. I don't know if I've got that kind of confidence in him yet, so I took the Jets.
Fair. I think this is where we start to hopefully see the Devontae Adams resurgence, but I could be wrong. As long as he's catching passes from fucking Aiden O'Connell, who looks like he just got off a fucking I don't even know. I'm not going to try to roast dude on his appearance. He's not good. He's not great. He's a rookie quarterback, so he's got to develop, but yeah. Anyways, Broncos Bills Monday night game. Who you got winning, Dan?
Josh Allen is going
to
win.
Josh Allen going to win. I've got my lock of the week on this one. You can bank on this one. This is a Broncos win.
Broncos country?
This is the Broncos
ride.
Country will ride. Russ will cook, and the Bills will pull off their usual primetime game tomfoolery where they just look like dog shit.
oh, no.
This is a Denver win, lock of the week. And then the team winning the bye will be... Sorry, I gotta see all the teams. The team winning the bye is Kansas City.
I took the Ocean Mammals.
Gotcha. That's kind of weird considering the Chiefs just beat the Dolphins too.
I know. So I know.
Just looking at this bye week, it's three of the four best three of like the top five best teams in the league with the Dolphins, Eagles, and Chiefs. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the pickups for the week. I will be 14 out of 14. I'm not nervous about any of these games, not even the Broncos over the Bills.
Do you think that we have one perfect picked?
I have week? It right here. It's this one. I'm banking on it.
All right, he's banking on it.
Yeah. I just realized that Colts Patriots game is in fucking Germany. Yucky.
Oh, it is.
That's 8:30
a.m. I'll be up, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually up that time anyway, but yuck.
What else we got? Oh, fantasy football update.
Yeah, let's talk about our football fantasy, Dan.
I mean, team's been updated.
Around.
Yeah, I think so. I think if what's his name? Kyler Murray. If he, you know, isn't Buns, then we should be in a good spot, I think.
Yeah, I like our chances if he buds. Mm-hmm.
And then if Taysom Hill keeps on throwing touchdowns.
Yeah, this Taysom Hill pickup was the best thing that's happened to us.
Literally.
it has rejuvenated the season, I would say.
Uh-huh. We're on a two-game winning streak right now. Bug. And this week is basically a bye, so.
How do you mean? I didn't even look at the matchup. Are we home free?
We're against football team.
Oh,
and
football
they're not.
Team.
They're basically a bye. So.
What do you mean? He's got a good team.
This guy doesn't. He doesn't manage it though, or anything.
Oh, so he's not gonna. He's not gonna replace his wide receiver that's out.
Probably not.
Okay, cool.
I think maybe he has someone kind of like how relationship that you and I got.
Yeah,
but
I do all the work and we talk about it.
I don't know if that person's gonna be doing that for him. So
fair. Yeah, I mean they are the lowest record in the league.
And I mean he's got like an hour to do that, right? Before shit's locked in.
Yep.
Yeah, I doubt it's gonna happen.
or no, he doesn't have an hour, sorry. He has a little bit longer.
Oh, is it until his first player plays?
Yeah. As long as a player gets locked in when they played. So like he'd be locked out of like Bears and Panthers players, like in theory.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
But yeah, he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely. But yeah, I hope not, because I want him to lose. Because we are against
yeah,
him.
Yeah, same. I agree.
So hopefully he's not fine.
Mm-hmm.
We
had some trade offers.
Yeah. A couple of trade offers come our way for once. We've mm-hmm. usually been the ones throwing it out there.
Yes.
But we've been straight up rejected on all of those.
Mm-hmm.
So now it was our turn to finally receive some offers, and they were... Go ahead.
So the first offer that came to us was two Ravens running backs, Edwards and Hill, for Devon Achane.
Who is hurt and out until week 11, which
is
next
week. And the Dolphins have a bye week, so...
Yep.
I if I don't know that I was reading some stuff and it looks like the coach has faith in him still. So let's hope.
I think we're on the HN trade. We're gonna ride it until the wheels fall off too.
Basically, yeah.
He's gonna carry us through the offs, and we're gonna win it all.
Yeah, we did counter with something that Matt did, and
yeah, it was never gonna happen.
We knew that. But I was like talking about it with my coworker, and he was like, you know, like understood like what we were getting at. So, but I was like, no way.
Oh, you talked to the guy who I threw the trade out to?
Yeah, because I think he said no, and then I think he countered back, and I don't remember what it was.
Did he take it off the table?
I think he just declined it, or I don't know. I thought he countered back, but I didn't see it, so yeah, I don't know if it actually went, which is weird.
Coward.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was being weird.
Yeah. Anyway, I think the biggest concern I've got is that we don't really have a running back too. We had Damian Pierce throughout the year, and he's been pretty much dog water.
That's true.
So now we're in the clutches of Zach Charbonnet, and he's Seattle's like second string back. But Riff. I'm kind of just hoping that like one of these days he kind of just takes the job away from Ken Walker.
Yeah, I really hope one, you know, just if he pops off like this week, and
it'd be cool.
It's
if
like
it was
literally
this week,
and Devon Achane comes back, and he's, you know, putting up numbers like he was.
Yeah, then we're in it.
Then
forever.
We're in it.
We won.
Literally, we are in it. We'll be in the offs.
Yep. And especially if Kyler Murray is balling out like he was, you know,
also true.
He got hurt. But we also have James Conner, who who was another late pickup, which James Conner is expected to play, so he will probably be going in instead of Zach Charbonnet, but that's still not determined for sure yet.
Yeah,
but we'll
fantasy says injured reserve designated for return.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
he's coming back, I think. But I picked up
this week or next week.
I think this week, at the very least next week, but possibly this week.
All right, sick.
So we're praying. But I picked up James Conner and Kyler Murray both on IR. They were just sitting there. Easiest win of my life if that happens.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people don't know fantasy like I do. I fantasize all day, Danny.
Yeah, yeah.
No one fantasizes like me.
big turn though. Big changes is Terry McLaughlin in
McLaurin.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
In wide receiver spot, and Devonta Adams demoted to wide receiver,
running back, tight end.
Yes.
Yeah, he's our flex now. He's got to prove it to me. To make it back to the wide receiver two spot under CeeDee Lamb's.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb popped the fuck off last week.
He's been the guy for us.
Uh-huh.
Can't believe that dude didn't take the CeeDee Lamb trade. He's looking like a fool right now.
Yes.
What has Travis Etienne or whatever the fuck his last name is done? Nothing. I don't even know who that guy is.
Numbies. That's it.
Nope. So yeah. That's it for the football fantasy. We're feeling good about it.
We fantasized
and we're feeling good about our fantasy finally.
Yeah. I agree. I think if we can get through this week with a win, then you know, our boys come back. I think we're in a really good spot.
Is there a way to look up future matchups? Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're good. I'm confident.
Who do we play next week?
We play B-Reds, B-Ad team.
That one should be a bye also.
Yeah, I mean, apparently he's not too confident in his team.
Yeah, I think we should be a dub there.
Cool. I look forward to it.
Who do we play after that?
I just closed the app, so we're not going far ahead. We'll talk about that next week. We gotta pad the runtime for next week, Dan.
True.
Because we're already running out of stuff to talk about.
Sucks.
I'm going to have to start asking you what your day was like.
You know, yeah.
I didn't ask you that yet, okay?
You
Save
didn't.
It for what I do.
All right, I think that's it then.
We don't have a top five?
Oh, shit.
I mean, we don't.
It's true, we don't.
We could hit like a top five. You see, sandwich I was thinking about places. This. You remember when, like, that's not a bad one. When, like, it was like the end of the episode, like two episodes ago, and I was like, top five colors?
Yeah.
Why didn't I just ask you, like, the top five teams at Worlds? What are we anymore? What are we doing here? My dumb ass was like, what are your top five colors?
Colors.
Stupid.
It's like we're in elementary school.
Anyways, let's talk about sandwiches.
Ah, fuck.
I guess you're really excited about sandwiches.
I am. Sandwiches get me excited, so.
Valid.
Number five is, I guess a deep cut, if you're from Northern Illinois. this one is located in South Beloit, called Captain's Galley. Have you ever heard of this one, Matt?
I have not, and I'm from here.
That's crazy. It's a sub place, and they like make their own stuff. They've been in business for a very long time, and I've been going there since I was a kid. They make a mean sub.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me think on mine a little bit. So like, I'm gonna go with a real generic one early, like something like, I think I'm gonna go with Jimmy John as like number five.
Okay.
Because like I fuck with Jimmy John's, right? But I'm not putting it like. It's not like, you know, it's not better than five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a fair place to rate it. So yeah.
I think so.
Five. Jimmy John.
Yummy yawns.
All right, what do you got, Dan?
I think I'm going to go with Potbelly's next.
Never had it.
I've had a couple times. They do toasted subs, toasted sandwiches.
Nice.
And they make a mean, I don't remember what it is, like turkey avocado or some shit.
Not a big avocado guy.
You know what? I wasn't, but I, man, I am now. I am a avocado guy.
Valid.
Let's see. What's the one? What's it called?
I'm gonna go.
Yeah, the avo turkey. Avo turkey. So good.
Huh. Interesting.
No cucumbers though. Cucumbers are yucky.
Interesting. I like cucumbers.
I don't know. There. It's kind of the same as like. Watermelon for me, where watermelon, I mean, I like eat it, but I'm not gonna really enjoy it. It's just like sweet water, yeah.
It's like crunchy water.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's not my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. I'm a watermelon guy. I like cucumbers as well. So
watermelon.
Watermelon. I've got a couple of I don't know. I feel like I should just get all the chain ones out of the way that I like. I'm gonna go next is gonna be like probably like Firehouse Subs.
I have never had. I maybe had there once and I was like, eh, it ain't that one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's above Jimmy John for me because I think it's like good.
Yeah.
But it's not like the best, you know? Like.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna preface this. I'm not like a huge sandwich guy either. I'm not like always going out of my way for like sandwiches. You know.
Oh, I will go out of my way for a sandwich.
That's good to know, Dan. Not me though. So yeah, that's.
We'll talk about that after.
I don't really care to elaborate too much.
Really?
Yeah. No. It's fine. Firehouse Subs, mm-hmm. Good. It's edible.
Okay.
That's what matters. Is that you can eat it.
All right. My number three?
Yep, three.
Three. Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John.
I think a very, very big perk to Jimmy John's is the fact that they deliver. And I know we have like DoorDash and shit, but I feel like it's cheaper than DoorDash because their fees aren't as crazy. So, and they're freaky fast.
Freaky fast.
At least not the one by me. The one by me takes like a fucking hour to get. It takes so long.
That's crazy.
I'm like, it's right down the fucking street.
Every time they come up to the door, you're like, that wasn't very freaky fast, right? You tell them?
Well, usually I just have them drop it off. So
you don't tell them?
Nah, I don't usually see them.
That's the problem, Danny. You're not telling them.
I need to tell them.
Not freaky fast.
Listen here, motherfuckers.
Start getting more freaky and fast. That's what you gotta say to
them. Yeah. I agree. Or no fucking tip, bitch.
True.
All right, Matt, you're number three.
Goddamn, number three? That's tough. I'm gonna just go with something like, I don't know, man. I guess Panera?
Panera.
Panera's fine. I like Panera.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got more than sandwiches, Panera, too, so it's like...
True.
A bit of a...
I usually get their turkey bravo. Ugh. So good.
Yeah, it's all right. These last three that I listed, you could interchange them all within this list, but I've got two that I like really like that are like, those are the ones if I had to
there
pick.
Are,
so
these next two are the ones I really like.
Right, hit me with them, Dan.
All right, number two, Jersey Mike's subs. Ugh. My God. Danny DeVito, now being the spokesman, even tastier.
Okay.
My go-to is a club sub, Mike's Way. And I always get those fucking jalapeno potato chips.
Sorry, so I believe it's jalapeno. Not to be that guy, but it's...
Yep, those. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I guess my number two, I'm going with, I guess, some deep cuts. These are not actually near me. Like, they're like close enough, but, we have a place in Wisconsin and these places are both in or around this area. So one of them is Brody's Beef, which is Italian beef, which is like, I mean, Italian beef's a sandwich. So, but this is the best Italian beef I've ever had, ever. And it probably won't be topped. So. This is number two, just off of this Italian beef alone. I don't think I've ever had anything else from there, because there's no other reason to get anything else. This Italian beef is...
Why would you get anything else? Yeah.
Yeah, good Italian beef. Love that shit.
So when are we going?
We'll have to go next time we go to my place in Wisconsin.
Bug.
Yep.
All right. My number one is, the Grand Harvest Bakery. Bread Co., actually, I think is what they are.
What do they harvest there?
Bread. Wheat? Think ingredients to make bread.
Okay. That makes sense.
Checks out. They, sandwiches is like a secondary thing to them. But they like make the bread and stuff, and it's so fucking good. So whenever I go there, I always get a Sammy, and it's always fucking delicious.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh boy, here we go.
This is a genuine question.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
We probably have. It may not have even been on the podcast. Maybe it was.
I feel like it may have been on the podcast. I think it's like an open face sandwich.
What does that even mean?
You know, they have like those open face sandwiches. You know what I mean?
No, that's why I asked. What does that mean?
Let me see. I'm not too familiar with them, but
so you're throwing around terms, or not terms, but like, you know, you're referencing
it's like,
without knowing what it is.
It's like the bread is at the bottom, and then there's just things stacked on top of it.
Like a sandwich.
And I feel like, but without the top piece of bread. So I feel like, you know, a hot dog's a little bit like this.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, so it's like a subgenre of a sandwich. Is it still a sandwich then?
I don't know.
Anyways, doesn't really matter. My number one is another Italian restaurant. It's Luke's Italian.
No, wait, what do you think it is?
Huh? No, I'm indifferent. I'm fine with it being a sandwich. I don't know what you'd call it if not a sandwich, right? I mean, like, what else is it? It's not like not a sandwich.
It's a hot dog.
It's not a sandwich, but it's not anything else, so it's a sandwich.
Its own thing. Can't it just be its own thing?
Yeah, I mean, sure, that's fine, too. It's its own thing. It's not a sandwich. Anyway, Luke's Italian sandwiches. They have more than just Italian beef at this place. That's why it's better than the last place. The other place probably does have more than Italian beef, but I've definitely had this place more, and it's good. It's very good. This one is in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, also near my place. We will be going here as well next time, Dan.
Bug. Let's get it.
Maybe we'll have to play some golf up here sometime.
Yeah, I haven't golfed at all this year.
Me either. We're not going this year either. So
no,
we'll get it in next year.
It's cold now.
Play some rounds and eat some sandwiches. We'll get Italian beef from both places. And judge them.
Let's do it. That'd be delicious.
That would be.
That's my kind of fucking day.
We go for breakfast for Italian beef at one of them, and then for for lunch it's Italian beef at the other one.
Ah, fuck yeah.
That'd be a horrible breakfast. Could you imagine eating Italian beef for breakfast?
Let's do lunch and dinner then.
that's probably a better idea, admittedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silly season?
And then we got to do the pizza off.
Oh, true.
True.
We could do the pizza off.
Silly season. Let me see.
Yeah, let's break this down real quick, Dan. There's been some roster rumors. I'd like to announce the first roster rumor ever of this year, and that is that Bjergsen is coming out of retirement once again.
FR?
I hate to break it to everyone, but he is once again back.
Is this real?
I am displeased to say that it is in fact the truth.
where's he going?
He's joining a North American Challengers League team. I don't remember their name, but he's back, and he won't be stopped again until he inevitably retires once more.
I gotta look this up.
You gotta look what up?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Bjergsen coming out of retirement just like that, right after saying that he was done. And I'd like to break some more huge news. This is me. First one to report this. First official source. C9. Jimenez. Gone. C9.
Yes.
Picking up Jojo Piyun.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Biggest signing in North American history for North America? Maybe North America?
Ever?
Maybe North America.
Ever.
This is big for North America. That's what I'm thinking.
North America.
So, very cool that that Jojo Piyun finally freed from the shackles of evil geniuses.
Yeah, evil genius is in the fucking dirt, by the way.
Not very cool. Fudge Factor still in the top lane. Get him out of there, please. He's anchoring this team down.
You think?
Don't think he's gotten better. I think he's just been the same guy since the start. That's just me, though.
I think he's definitely had moments. I don't know. Maybe champ pool thing, but I don't know.
I think it's a little bit of champ pool, a little bit of just not better than everyone else internationally. He can stomp domestically. That's cool, but like Impact stomps domestically. You know what I mean? Like, and I would say that Impact probably has a better showing on a world stage than he has. So I don't think Fudge is how you win worlds. If this team is trying to win worlds, which obviously they are. Every team wants to win.
You should be. That should be your goal. If it's not, stop playing.
You should not be gaming with Fudge in the top lane.
Yeah.
IMO.
I agree. All right, then I've got a few.
Yeah.
Dignitas to release Tomo, Poom, Diamond, and head coach.
I don't know who their head coach is.
I don't. It says it, but I don't know who it is. So yeah.
Good for Tomo, Poom, and Diamond, because that organization is just smelly. I don't like what kind of name is Dignitas. Their logo's stupid. Get Dignitas out of my LCS.
I don't know if they really want to do anything. Like I don't know if they really want to win anything.
They don't compete. They just pick up players just to have a name in the running for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't get it either. So.
Boring. When you're a team like this, you should be doing exactly what like some other teams do, and that's just get North American talent and just try and like commit to that and try to win with that.
Like North American rookies, just pick them up.
And just play them and just make them get better. Literally just do that. Like if you're a team like that, you would for one, get them at a budget, almost certainly. Yes. You would.
And then you just sell them to the next team and then you probably make money.
Sure.
If they get better.
That's what teams like Dignitas need to do, man. They just need to develop instead of like trying to build like some mid-ass team with some like dog water players, like Immortals with Tactical and like fucking X-Smithy. Mm-hmm. I don't even think he was. I mean, obviously not X-Smithy, but he was. Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing that shit. I don't want to see it anymore. Don't try to sign washed up Korean players. Don't do any of that. Just get North American talent.
Mm-hmm.
And try and develop that. Easy.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Another one I've got is Armeo. Verbal agreement with Immortals.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for. The aforementioned AD carry, that name I just forgot. That's crazy. It was like 30 seconds ago and I forgot his name.
Speaking of C9.
Tactical. Sorry.
You're good. Speaking of C9.
Cloud9.
Ben. Gone.
No.
Yeah.
Say psych right now.
I cannot.
Who this else is from... going to communicate with Berserker?
This is from Sven.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Vulcan is back at C9.
No!
Let's just swap around these motherfucking people.
Where is Sven?
Free agent.
No!
Looking for team.
This is blasphemy.
LFT.
they got rid of the best player on Cloud9.
I mean, it's kind of crazy that they let him go. I mean, he was actually playing really well.
I thought so. Oh, looks like he's back as AD carry. He's looking for opportunities as ADC. Well, Cloud9 lost their best player. I fear this team will be in the mud for the rest of their miserable existence. this is arguably the worst thing that's happened to Cloud9 in the history of Cloud9.
All right, more things.
More things.
Whippo. Verbal agreement with FlyQuest.
True. Wait. Real? Oh, top Real. Player. Duh, never mind. I know I was thinking jungler. and jungler inspired verbal agreement, yes?
True.
With FlyQuest?
Yes.
And he's set to become a North American resident in 2024, something like that?
Sure.
I believe that's, didn't see that. That's true. Impact returning to Team Liquid?
I can't believe this either.
crazy. Impact and Team Liquid, wild.
Uh-huh.
Fudge keeping his position in Cloud9. Why?
Kind of nuts.
Apparently Wonder was considered for the role.
All right, yes, he was. All right, moving over the pond. Speaking of Wonder, verbal agreement with Heretics.
As well as Jankos and Perks, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Jankos is already, you know, yeah, already, I mean, there, he's already Perks. There.
So that team looks like it's also Kaiser, I guess, verbal agreement with Heretics. So
that's like almost like G2.
Diet
2.
G2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool team. If they all play to their potential, this is a good team, I think.
I agree.
Very exciting stuff.
Hopefully Wonder and Jankos get Perks, you know, back to his fucking former glory.
Yeah, I mean, anyone needs to get Wonder back to his former glory as well, because he used to be super top, and now he's just would rather play WoW guy. So
true.
He's kind of just become a meme to the community, I think, and it's kind of sad to see, honestly. He was a well-respected top laner, and he's lately just been like, everyone thinks he would rather play WoW.
I don't know if he even gives a shit.
He probably doesn't.
Nah.
But, you know, kind of tragic.
Yeah.
Could have been super top. Is not bad anymore. All right.
Last one I have. So Koi is renaming themselves to Infinite Reality, and Larson has reached a verbal agreement with them.
Huge news for fans of farming.
So he hasn't moved anywhere.
Nope. That's pretty big for anyone who enjoys farming, though. I love that for them.
Solid pickup.
Solid pickup.
That's all I got. All
right. Well, the last bit of news. Eriksson has once again retired. I'm breaking this news right now. He is back in retirement after realizing that he is far too old to keep trying to live
his
fantasy. Not back.
Good.
So, he is back, but like back retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back in a different kind of way.
Yep. So with that being said, Bjergsen retired. Officially retired and unretired and retired in one episode. Kind of crazy that he's been able to do that, I think, like 3 times now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this was, like, technically the 3rd episode in this episode, so it's like a retirement / unretirement per episode.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Back.
We're back. This is now the 4th episode. This is episode 90.
No way we make 100.
No way we make 100.
We're going to have to spread this out.
We're going to have to just end it right now because we're out of things to talk about.
True.
And it's better to not
we
just
are.
Ramble about it, you know?
I'm done talking to you.
I thought about talking about Clash, but I don't really want to. So
maybe we could watch a movie. Don't.
We'll see.
Say what kind of movie. We'll see.
Don't say. Well, I know what movie.
True. All right.
All right. That's that.
I'm Matt.
I'm Dan. He's cute. I'm loser. Something like that.
I was loser.
Sorry, but I'm loser now. I've made up my mind.
Fuck him. All right.
Fuck him. We're back. That's 91.
All right.
Now the episode will end. I think. I mean, we could just keep talking.
I gotta go to the bathroom, so let's end this shit.
All right. We're gonna end the shit so Danny can shit. Goodbye.